الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، نعم continue إن شاء الله today the hadith of عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه. The hadith of the man who came to رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم in a very strange form. And we have already spoken about the first question he forwarded to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and the response of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, where he صلى الله عليه وسلم responded to him when he asked about Islam, and he told him the five pillars of Islam. And then he asked about Iman. The man asked about Iman. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Iman, al-Iman an tu'mina, قال أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر وتؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره. We have spoken about the first part of the Iman. We said Iman in Allah means to believe in Allah as the Lord, and the Lord means the one who creates, sustains, control all this universe. And you believe in Allah as the only true God that you worship, that every mankind has to worship. And you believe in Allah in His names and attributes. So you know all the names and attributes of Allah, and you believe in them the way they came. Yeah, and you do not try to give them any different meaning from what they initially mean. So if you hear Allah Ta'ala saying Sami', and you know that Sami' means the one who hears, you know that Allah Ta'ala hears all the sounds and voices, the small one of them and the big one of them, and even the unhearable one of them. Allah Ta'ala hears it. Naam? And you do not then set an example for how Allah Ta'ala hears. You don't say, because I have ear to hear with, Allah must have ear. No, we say no. You should not mention or say any attribute for Allah if He, Allah Ta'ala, did not mention it. Otherwise, you are committing an innovation and a crime. So you need to be careful. But you believe in them the way they came in the Quran, the way the Rasulullah accepted, the way the Sahaba accepted. Naam? And then he said, وَمَلَائِكَتِي, to believe in the angels. To believe in the angels, it means you believe in them in general, that Allah created angels from light. As what Allah Ta'ala said on the tongue of the shaitan, where he said, خَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ نَعْم لا, that is a different thing. But they are created, as the Prophet ﷺ also told us, that they are created out of light. So we believe in that. And we are told that the angels do not have sex, do not have male and female. They are only one type. Angels. Right? And that they don't eat, they don't drink, they don't discharge anything. They don't discharge anything. And they always glorify Allah the way that we always breathe. The glorification for them is like breathe for us. Without breathe we die, they cannot also stop glorifying Allah. As Allah Ta'ala said, يُسَبِّحُونَهُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ لَا يَفْتُرُونَ. And you believe in them in a specific where they are mentioned either by names or by duties. By names like Jibreel, Israfil, Mikael, Ridwan, Malik, Raqib, Atid, Munkar, Nakir, and with the duties. Duties, the angel of death, that is his duty. The angel of this, the angel of that, as they are mentioned in the hadith. So, you believe in them in general. And you believe that they are, that no one knows their number but Allah Ta'ala. They are, the number of the angels unknown to the creation, but to Allah Ta'ala. They are, the number is very massive that Allah Ta'ala only knows. And then you believe in the books that Allah descended. Not any books. You believe that Allah descended Torah, Injil, but it's, yani, you don't say that, oh, I believe so this book in the hands of the Jew is the Torah that Allah descended. No. We believe Allah descended the Torah. This book in the hands of the Yahud today must have some of the Torah, but it is not the exact book that Allah descended. They have changed in it. They have added to it. They have removed from it. Same thing with the Christians, the Bible. We believe that Allah Ta'ala descended a book called Al-Injil to Isa ibn Maryam. To Isa ibn Maryam. And this book, Al-Injil, has been corrupted, has been changed, added to it, taken out of it. Now, and the book that the Christians today have is not the true Injil, but it is not completely out of the Injil. No, there are verses and ayat from the Injil, but they have added to it either words or verses and changed and removed something. So, and you believe in the other books like Al-Zabur, which Allah Ta'ala descended to Dawood alayhi salam, and the Suhuf, which Allah Ta'ala sent to Musa and Ibrahim alayhi salam. So these are books which are named to us. But you believe that Allah sent books, and the number of them is only known by Allah Ta'ala. We don't know them. We don't know the number of them. So we believe in them in general. And we believe in them in specific. And today, after Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sent, we believe, although we believe the Torah is a book descended by Allah, the Injil is a book descended by Allah, but yet we believe that the Quran has already abrogated all the rulings of these books. So no one come to raise the Torah or the Injil today to say, this is a book from Allah, I will go with it. No. As Allah Ta'ala said, Muhaiminan. Muhaiminan means that it abrogates all the rulings of all the previous books. And also the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw Umar ibn Khattab one day carrying piece of the Torah, and he, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, turned angry and he said, what ya Umar? Amutahawikuna biya, meaning, do you have a doubt or what? And then he said, by Allah, by the one whom my soul is in his hand, if Musa is still alive, he would not find it sufficient except that he follows me. He follows me. So, this proves that the Quran came to abrogate all the rulings of the books before it. وَرُسُلِي, and to believe in the angels in general, that Allah Ta'ala, the messengers, messengers and prophets, both of them, that Allah Ta'ala sent prophets and messengers, and He named some to us, and many He did not name to us. As Allah Ta'ala said to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, رُسُلًا قَدْ قَصَصْنَاهُمْ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ قَبْلِ وَرُسُلًا لَمْ نَقْصُصْهُمْ عَلَيْكَ وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. So Allah Ta'ala said to Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, messengers and prophets that we have told you about them before, and some we did not tell you about them. So, we believe in the prophets and messengers that Allah Ta'ala named in the Quran, that Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam named in the authentic Sunnah, in specific and in general. We believe that Musa was sent to the Jew, Isa was sent to the Jew or to the Christians. Musa was sent to the Jew, Isa was sent to the Jew or the Christians. The Jews, there were no Christians at that time. There were no Christians. They were sent to the Jew. But part of the Jew, yani part of the Jew, sat enmity with Isa alayhi salam, and they wanted to kill him. Some others loved him and supported him, but they were cheated by the Jew, the other part of the Jew. And they crucified someone else whom Allah Ta'ala sent the same face looking on him, and they started worshipping the cross, and that's why they called Christians. Christians. And it came from the Antichrist, which is Isa alayhi salam, because you know that there will be a false Christ, which is Al-Awar al-Dajjal, and Isa will come to kill Al-Awar al-Dajjal at the end of this life. So we believe that these messengers were sent to these people: Musa, Isa, Ibrahim, Sulaiman, Dawud, Yusuf, Yaqub, etc. So many. Right? We believe in them and all those who are mentioned to us by their names. And we believe in all the prophets and messengers that Allah sent, even those whom Allah Ta'ala did not tell us their names. And we, this belief means that we have to love them. And whenever we mention one of them, we either say alayhi salam or alayhi salatu wassalam. Exactly like our prophet. We love them all, and we supplicate for them all that Allah Ta'ala bestow His peace and blessings upon them. All. So we do not set enmity with any of them. We do not insult or curse or say anything bad about any of them. Whoever hate a prophet is kafir. Whoever insult a prophet is kafir. Whoever curse a prophet is kafir. If the Christians or Jew did or said something against our prophet, we do not face that by a similar thing. No. No. That is wrong. Naam, ikhwan, that is wrong. We cannot say that. Yani, example, Malaysia, yani, it is very clear. It does not need, for example. And you believe in the day of resurrection. The other day, the Yom Al-Akhir, the other day. Why it is called other day? Because we have days here. And that is called the other day. It means there is only one day. That day does not have day and night. It's a day. And there is no any other days after it. It's a day. Open day. Forever. And that's why it is called Al-Yawm Al-Akhir, the other day. And it is in which Allah is going to resurrect all the death from their graves, whether they are buried, or they're burnt, or wild animals eating them, whatsoever. These are the graves of everyone. And they are all going to be resurrected back again. Everyone, mankind, jinn, and animals, are all going to be resurrected in that day. And judgment would take place for all. And the animals, once judgment existed, then Allah Ta'ala will tell them, turn to soil. And then when the kafir says, I wish, says that he wishes he used to be an animal, a donkey, a monkey, an ant, whatsoever. Why? Because he found an end for this creation. But for him, there is no end. No end for him. He is in a forever punishment, glaze fire. Naam. So you believe in that day. And that day, you believe that this day begins by the death of each one, each person. When we say Al-Yawm Al-Akhir or the other day, it means the time you die, this is Yawm Al-Qiyamah for you. This is Yawm Al-Qiyamah for you. Not necessarily only that day, but this is the start of it, the beginning of it. Because you cannot come back to here. You cannot come back, halas, no more. You are in that land, you are in that day, you are in that life now. Naam? And that's why the people of Islam, the real Muslims, are going to be placed in their graves. And the people of Kufr are going to be punished in their graves. As Allah Ta'ala said about Fir'aun and his people, النار يعرضون عليها غدوا وعشيا ويوم تقوم الساعة آخر أدخلوا آل فرعون أشد العذاب. So Allah Ta'ala said that about Fir'aun and his people, that the fire is going to be offered to them in their graves, in the day and in the night. Where is day and night? In this life, not in the other day. Naam. And then he said, Naam, and you believe in that day of what is going to be or happen, exist, the resurrection, the long stand, the close distance of the sun, the sweat that goes up to the mouth level, the judgment, the recognition, the punishment, the fire which is between the plain land of resurrection and the Jannah, and the Sirat which is upon the fire, and everyone going on it. You believe in that all. You believe in everything in that day. This is obligatory. You cannot have a doubt in that. Otherwise, this is not iman. Naam? وَتُؤْمِن بِالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِ وَشَرِ. And you believe in the destiny. The good of it, and the evil of it, or the bad of it. Not only you believe in the destiny when it is on your benefit, on your advantage, and when it is not benefiting you, when it harms you, then you just believe, ah, this is not correct. You believe that everything exists in this life, the good and the bad is from Allah. The good and the bad is from Allah. You are hired for a job. This is from Allah. It's written. 50,000 years ago before Allah created, 50,000 years before Allah created the heavens and earth. Everything is written. Everything. And a decree and a destiny. Right? So you believe today you got a new boy, a newborn baby. This is from Allah. Tomorrow your baby dies. This is from Allah. The same thing from Allah. You should not object. Whatever Allah gives you, you accept. You take. Good or bad. And you make sure that whatever is taken from you would not be good if it is given to you. Would not be good if it is given to you. Allah knows best. Otherwise, Allah took it from you. Allah took it from you. So, you believe in that. And also you be pleased with your Lord. You have to be pleased with your Lord. As Allah Ta'ala said, praising the Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhum. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhum. So you have to be pleased with Allah, so Allah be pleased with you. Of all what He gives you. All what He gives you. And all this with the qadr. It's not just, it does not happen like that. For no wisdom. La, it is written 50,000 years before Allah created the heavens and earth, and it is for wisdom. It is for wisdom. Whatever is given to you, whatever is taken from you, that is for wisdom. For wisdom. Here we stop, inshallah. Now. It is qadr. Yes. Whoever is born Muslim, is the qadr for him is to be born Muslim. Whoever is not born Muslim, la, maybe, there is no one born not Muslim. The Prophet ﷺ said, every mankind, every child is born as a Muslim. Al fitra, on the nature. But his parents divert him either to Islam, Christianity, or right. This is qadr, okay. When he become adult, now the effect of parents is gone. Now he has a brain to think with. No, he can't. I tell you how come. I tell you how come. Now you are from India. Did Rasulullah, one second. You born Muslim, but the first Muslim in India, did Rasulullah come to Muslim to India? No. When the Muslims conquered India, right? The people there thought about Islam. They were born either Hindus or whatsoever. But they thought, when Islam is offered to them, they thought of it. They did not become Muslim by force, but they thought of it. And they found that this is good. This is a good religion. So they accepted. They were adults, they were men. And they accepted it. Right? So these people thought. But those who deny, they are kuffar. They are kuffar, and they are going to go to the fire. Also with qadr. Of course, when Rasulullah ﷺ performed Hajj, and you know that he performed it only once, and after he finished Tawaf al-Qudum and Sa'i for Hajj, he stood on the Marwa mountain, and he commanded the Sahaba to take off their ihram, etc. Then a man from down the valley stood and said, Ya Rasulullah, that man was called Suraqa ibn Malik ibn Joshua. He stood and he said, Ya Rasulullah, The Prophet ﷺ looked to him. He said, tell us our matter now, like when we are created first. Are we doing what we are doing? For something written long ago? Or for something not yet written and we are just doing it for the future? He said, no. Everyone is doing for something written. He said, if it is written, why we do? He said, you do. And everyone is going to be, yani, to be helped in what is written for him. Everyone is going to be helped for what is written for him. Right? Now, is this an oppression from Allah Ta'ala that the kuffar are written kuffar? No. Allah gave them the freedom to choose. That's why the animals, when they did not have yani, the choice to choose, they are not going to go to fire. They are not going to go to fire. But mankind and jinn are given. The angels are not, they are not given the animals and the angels are not given the choice. The angels are created only believers, that's it. That's it. Same as the animals are not yani, asked to believe or not, worship or not, no. No. Now, so that's why no animal will go to the fire. No animal. And that's why Allah Ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah says, وَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. So fear the fire, which is the flame of it, or the fuel of it, is mankind and rocks. No animals. No animals. So, and even no plants, no trees. Right? So, those kuffar, disbelievers, and that's why there is a difference between the child of a Christian family, for example, Hindu's family, Buddhist family, a child dies before the age of maturity, then he's not going to go to the fire. The ulama have two different opinions on that. Some of them said that Allah is going to gather them all and send a messenger to them in the day of resurrection. Who believe will go to Jannah. Who disbelieve will go to the fire. And some others said, no, because there is a hadith that the children of the kuffar are the wildan, mukhalladun in the Jannah. The servants of the Jannah. Someone would say, why they are servants? Why they are lower? Okay, now, tell me who is better? Who is better? A servant in the palace of the king, or a manager or a director in a big organization, who is better? That one that is closer to the king. That is closer to the king. So he's in the pleasure, in the happiness, in that palace. Same thing. These children of the kuffar, they are in the Jannah. In the Jannah. Yes, they are servants, but they are in the Jannah. They are enjoying the Jannah. And they are very beautiful. As Allah Ta'ala said, تَحْسَبُوا كَأَنَّهُمْ لُؤْلُؤٌ مَكْنُونَ. They are like the pearl or diamonds. Look at that. If I and you were told that in the day of resurrection I'm going to be like a pearl, I'll be very happy. Although I'm a Muslim, pray this, but I still find it very, very much. What about him? He didn't do nothing. He didn't worship, he didn't do nothing. So, everyone is going to be guided and to what Allah Ta'ala decreed it for him and written for him, and it is going to be easy for him to reach. But Allah Ta'ala said, Ya ibadi kullukum dalun illa man hadaytu fastahdun hadi. Oh my slaves, you all are misguided. So ask me guidance, I'll give it to you. Promise from Allah. Those ones deny, they don't want to ask Allah. See the kuffar working here in Saudi Arabia for maybe 20 years or 25 years, more or less. They hear the Adhan, they see Islam, and they don't see anything else other than this. But yet, they still want to be on kufr. What else better given to them? What else better given to them? You know? Yani, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq wasn't born Muslim, but he thought of it and accepted it, and that's why he is the second man after Rasulullah sallam in this ummah. And in the, he is after all the prophets, he is the one after all the prophets and messengers, the best companion of all the prophets. So why? Because he believed and he accepted. But Abu Lahab, the answer of Rasulullah, is in the fire because he didn't believe. Abu Lahab and Hamza, both are uncles of Rasulullah, both born on Kufr. None of the uncles of Rasulullah was born Muslim. But two thought about it and accepted Islam. Two denied it and died on Kufr. Abu Lahab and Abu Talib. While Hamza and Abbas thought of it and accepted Islam, and they died Muslims. So this is the meaning of it. So everyone need to ask Allah Ta'ala, first of all, to guide him to the truth. Salman al-Farisi, he kept asking Allah until Allah Ta'ala brought him from Asfahan in Iran across to Sham, Syria, and he remained with a Christian pope for long until died. And then he went to a Jew scholar or priest, and he stayed with him until he died. And before he died, he told him, there is no one on what I am on today except a messenger going to be sent in a land between two lava area, and there are palm trees in it. So he asked until he found that it is yesterday that time. So he came and he stayed there until Rasulullah was sent, so he became Muslim. So this man has asked Allah, has done his duty. Now, by the way, there were people who died before Muhammad ﷺ was sent, and they are Muslims. In Mecca, they denied to worship the idols, and they did not know Islam, but they said, this is not possible, that these idols are our gods. So these ones, Allah with His justice, will put them in the Jannah. While a man called Ali ibn Jid'an or something like that, Aisha asked Rasulullah, she said, this man was very generous, was very kind, was very helpful to the people. Where is he going to be? The Prophet said, he's in the fire. All what he did, he damaged by never saying, oh Allah, forgive me. So it means, there are people. So we need to ask Allah Ta'ala guidance. Now, والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.